This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, Katrina Rowe.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well. Very excited about this one. I like the looks of it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I've got a child who's two, so she's kind of at that age where she's just really starting to talk. And it's amazing how when your kids start talking, you suddenly hear what you must sound like yourself. Like, I guess you guys are on the radio, so you already know what you sound like. But for me, whenever Birdie says, noise.
That's good.
Nice. I think, do I really sound like that? I mean, do I say noise? But yeah, whenever she says something really noise to me, it's also a reminder of how good words of affirmation are for the soul. You know, that when we speak encouraging words to one person, it often has a flow-on effect to others.
Okay, so what's an example of a noise thing she said to you?
Well, just the other night, when I was tucking Birdie into bed, I leant over to kiss her and all my hair fell down over my face. And she very gently reached up and pushed my hair to one side, but it kept falling back over my face again. And with great concern, she said to me, "Your eyes go in your hair, Mum." Which, you know, I had to try very hard not to laugh, you know. And then she said, "You need a pretty mum." Because I think a lot of kids do this. She thinks the hair clips and hair bands are called pretties because whenever we put one in her hair, we go, "Oh, pretty." But so anyway, I tied my hair back and then she said to me, "You look very cute, Mum."
Oh, that's nice.
And my heart just melted. And not because she really thinks that I'm cute, but just because she's repeating back to me exactly what I say to her every time I do her hair. And it was just such a powerful reminder of how everything that we say to our kids gets absorbed by them and it comes out at some later stage.
Oh, see, that's a little scary too, though, don't you reckon? Because, like, I mean, we don't always say nice stuff, do we?
No, that's true. I mean, and of course, we've all had those moments when our kids have said something and we've gone, "Oh, wish I'd never said that." But it occurred to me that, you know, it's not just what we say to them that's important. It's also how we respond to what they say. Like, some kids, I think, have never really been listened to. Listening to a child is a very, very powerful form of affirmation. In fact, as I was thinking about this segment, Birdie was actually being looked after by her babysitter for the morning. And as they were playing, I heard Birdie say to her, "I like you, Hannah." And straight away, Hannah said, "I like you too. We're good friends, aren't we?"
Oh, wow.
And I just thought it was so wonderful to hear Birdie's positive words being affirmed straight away back to her, you know, because then I think she's learning that, you know, the words that she says actually have an impact on how other people feel as well.
You're right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not just what we say to them, but it's also how we respond to what they say that teaches them how to speak nicely.
It's a little,
you know, affirm and be affirmed.
It's a little daunting, isn't it?
It's a big responsibility.
Wow. All right, Katrina, thank you very much.
Not at all.
Katrina Rowe. Now, look, I must say, yesterday, just as early as yesterday, Lara says lots of cute things, but
yes.
One thing, I'd put some stuff on the table, on the dining table, which we keep clean. We don't have, you know, piles of stuff. And I occasionally, temporarily, in transit, place things on the table. Lara went up to the table, a very serious look to me. She gave me a very serious look and said, "I don't want this to stay here, Daddy."
Wow.
Because Mummy says that all the time. "I don't want this to stay here."
See, she hears Mummy saying that, yes. And she just kind of soaked it in.
And she was right.
Interesting.
I mean, we didn't want it to stay there. But,
interesting.
But obviously she picks up cute things as well, and the nice things. And
so what things that you have said have your kids absorbed? Good or bad? 1-300-40-2020. That's what we'd like to hear this morning.
Because they do. It's so funny. They really do mimic us.
And especially at an inappropriate time. For example, I had a garage sale on the weekend.
Yes.
And I had getting rid of my old electric guitar with the amp and all that kind of stuff. And Connor was outside. I've said to Connor before, "It doesn't work, mate," because he was trying to play it without the amp.
And
a guy was looking at it, going, "Yeah, this is good. I might buy this." And then Connor walks up to him and goes, "That guitar doesn't work." I'm like, "No, it does work. You can plug it in, man."
That's excellent.
What have your kids said? 1-300-40-2020.
Talking with Katrina Rowe just before about words of affirmation, the stuff that our kids say back to us based on what we've said to them and things like that.
And also negative stuff they pick up too.
Yeah, which they do, let's be honest. Anyway, Janet's on the phone to kick it all off this morning. How are you going, Janet?
Oh, really good, thank you. And yourself?
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's just a little story that my daughter, prior to her being able to talk, it's all about children can store things in their memory bank conversation-wise before they can actually talk. And her father was repairing something with chicken wire, and she was barely walking, and she walked past and cut her leg badly on it. And then that was over and done with. But maybe a year later when she started talking, I was pushing her on the swing in the garden, and she noticed this roll of chicken wire through the garage window, and she said, "I cut my leg on that."
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking, wow. We've got to be careful what we say before they can talk.
So memory, that was stored away. She knew exactly what it was,
well,
and she remembered
that.
She knew
what it was, and she knew what had happened to her with it.
Wow.
And she just looked at it, and she said, "I cut my leg on that."
Wow.
I'm thinking, well, that's taken me by surprise. I still think of it now, and she's 18 years old now.
That's so funny.
That's very
clever.
I know,
and I'm thinking, what else did I say? What else happened that she's stored in that memory bank that she's not letting me know?
Yeah.
But, you know, they observe and they listen, mm-hmm. and it's stored there, and when they can talk, they can relay it.
Do they ever store? You see them watching you.
I know. And you wonder, because they do look at you, and when they're absorbing things, like if I started singing songs like Seesaw Marjorie Door when I was pushing her on the swings, and she'd go again, 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 because she really wanted that info.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you hear them singing these songs and they know all the words.
Yeah, and they know it all the way through. And they are like sponges.
Yes.
But that's something that's never left me, that, you know, she remembered it and she knew what she was going to say when she was able to talk. So she still wanted to let somebody know, hey, you know, why did you leave that chicken wire for me to cut my leg on?
Wow. Thank you, Janet.
That's okay. Have a great day.
You too. Oh, man. I was going to tell the restaurant story, but I don't know.
Yeah, that one? Yeah, go on.
All right, in the restaurant 2 nights ago.
I don't think you should say this, by the way. Just a little disclaimer.
And little Miranda, she may have used her nappy, and Lara said this in a way that's kind of family-friendly fun, but in a public restaurant, probably not the ideal topic of conversation. And she then noticed all our reactions to it. And because we would say to Miranda too, oh, you're going to the toilets, you know, yes. kind of stuff. And yeah, anyway, but she kept saying it over and over because she'd heard us and that was a fun thing, and she noticed a bad reaction that she got when she said it in the public place. Anyway, I have taught her public conversation now.
What have you taught her?
She says, hi, or hello, how are you? Nice weather today.
Oh, that's good.
So she can say that and not say, I think Miranda's doing a poop. Okay, there you go. 1-300-40-20-20.
We have Michelle on the line. Good morning, Michelle. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
From the Mounds of Babes is the segment, stuff our kids say that they absorb from us. What have you got for us?
Yeah, my older son used to always ask me to do stuff for him and everything, and I'd say to him, well, you know, you've got legs, you can go do it. And now his younger brother, who obviously was listening, now turns around when I ask him to do things like pick up things. He says, well, you've got legs, you do it.
Oh, see? Look at that.
They come back. Those words come back to haunt you, don't they?
Yeah, now I regret them.
Years away. What a classic. That's a good one. Thank you, Michelle.
No problem.
Good on you. See you later. I mean, that's still safe, though. That's all right. You know.
Yeah, it's safe. That's safe. Yeah. Well, there you go. If you want to chat more on that or see what other people have to say, we have a blog. You should call it a blog site, or is that a little old school?
No, I think that's all right.
That's all right?
Yeah, I think that's still
good. Hope1032.com.au. You know.
This has been a Hope1032 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.